Let's pick up here. where the Rambam talks, towards the beginning, where the Rambam talks about Nevuah, the role of Nevuah. In this translation, it begins with Da'asha and Nevuah, Einam Mu'ilah. Da'asha and Nevuah Einam Mu'ilah Be'iyan Be'ferushi HaTorah U'Bedrishas Pirtei HaDinim B'Shloshas Midos. Elamashi Yase Yehoshua U'Pinchas Be'inyan Ha'iyan V'Halimod U'Mashi Yase Rabinu V'Rabashi. Within the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, as the Rambam delineates in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, there were Nevi'im. But they weren't there b'Torah's Nevi'im. They were there b'Torah's Chachmei HaMasorah, given the profile of the Navi. So it's only natural that those who became Nevi'im were also, we're also from the Chachmei HaMasorah, but it was in the realm of Torah. Their status as Navi was irrelevant. I think about Tzchias has in the beginning of Brachos, when has a Bryce that Rav Yossi says Paramachas Yisim Ha'alek Vaderech, and Nechnasti V'Chorva. To daven and himtin le Eliyahu zochalato. So now Tzchiya says Eliyahu Navi, he wasn't wearing his Navi hat. He was wearing his Rosh Hashiva hat, not his Navi hat in talking Divrei Torah. Aval ma yisron ha Navi upa'al b'mitzvos. Harehu chenavshi min ha'ikarim ha'gedolim ha'atsumim sha'aleihem mishan hadas v'yesoda. So the question is what the Rambam is referring to here. It's an ikar gadol v'otsum that the Torah rests upon. If you pull out this ikar, then the Torah collapses. So certainly part of what the Rambam means, but the question is this all that he means? Certainly part of what the Rambam means is, in the Hemshev we'll see, how the Rambam talks about Lo Shamayim Hi, how if the Navi claims to have any communication, which is Mosif on Divrei Torah, Megarei on Divrei Torah, which is Mashana Divrei Torah, So we know that is a Navi Sheker. But basically, having that built into Torah, right, anticipated that we'd be able to recognize the Sheker of the religions that were invented subsequently, which alleged such Nevuah. And in that sense, It's certainly an ikar gadol v'otsum that we understand that the entire religion rests on that. But the question is that all the Rambam has in mind, or does he have in mind more? Because that's more sort of what Nevuah isn't, rather than what it is, right? It's that explanation is highlighting what isn't Nevuah, what Nevuah doesn't deal with. But I don't know, we'll have to see with the Netherlands Hashem. Is that all the Rambam has in mind? Or is there more? When he wrote a Shekan Hamokum Havoi Li Levar Se Yisod Hazeh. What does the Dhamma mean with this sentence? I don't know. I think if we would have been presented with an edited version of Akdama Perish Mishnayos, and we didn't have this whole section about Nevua, I'm not sure that we would have noticed anything missing. The Perish Mishnayos would still be very comprehensive in terms of explaining, providing an introduction to Torah Sheba'al Peh. So Elamai, Yitachen, again, I didn't check the other translations to make sure that they also support this understanding. But the Lashon Va'ani Roa Shekan Hamakom Haroi Li Levayas Yisod Hazeh. But what are the other translations here?
Va'ani Roa Kizeh Makom Roi Li Levayas
Yisod Hazeh. Basically the same. Anyone else?
Same.
So, again, it's really not only this word, but maybe this word is sort of most bolate. Why didn't the Rambam simply read "Ani roa shekan hamokom leva'er seisod hazeh"? Or so the mashmas l'chara is as follows: that the Rambam has later. At the very end of Perish Mishnayos and Maseches Brachos, so the Rambam has the following. Ein zeh hamokom lohavi bo dvarim elu. Truth is, I digressed. It doesn't really come within the purview of Perish Mishnayos. Ela she'ani berosh ma'ayoni kol mokom she yizdamein reyach devarim b'inyan ha'amuna avar b'mashu. Even if there's just some tangential connection to something which relates to emuna, so I'm going to talk about it. Ki yoko ve'enai l'lamed yisod mehayisodos yosem kol mashu alam dehu. Right, the most precious thing to me to teach, Rambam says, so I'm not going to apologize, he says, for digressing to talk about Yisodos HaEmunah. And Yitachen, that's what this line means here as well. When the Rambam says, "Va'ani roa shekan hamokom haroi li levayas Yisod HaZeh," not so much that organically the Hakdama, that again, the Hakdama to Perish Mishnayos is basically a Hakdama to Torah Sheba'al Peh. Tells us how Torah Sheba'al Peh was already given, and then tells us about the Shas and what's in Mishnah, and what's in Gemara, and what's the Seder, what's the Seder Shas. It's a Hakdama to Torah Sheba'al Peh. So organically, it didn't really need to include this discussion of the Vua. The Rambam says, but it's min hayisodos. I want to talk about it, he says. So this seems like the best place to talk about it. This is the if I'm determined as I am to talk about it, so it seems like this is the best point of departure to talk about it. וזה לא יתוכן אלא אחר חלוקה של תורני הנבואה שבנביאים ובאמת תסמס הנבואה. הוא וגם זה יסוד גודל שכבר שוגו בו כל המוני בני אדם, וגם מסי מספור מהמיוחדים שבוהם. So what we mentioned before in terms of certainly part, if not all, of why it's such an ikar godol otsum, is that a proper understanding of nevuah inoculates one against the invented religions which emerge subsequently. So the Rambam is clearly hinting here, Hamoni ben Odom, meaning he's not only talking about Jews, right? He's talking universally. And thinking about that the confusion about Nevuah is a confusion which the people have erred. What he's describing is not just, but primarily, on the contrary, it's primarily non-Jewish. Shehem svurim shehanavul lo tesames l'chol hatoin eleha ad asoso os ka'osos Moshe Rabbeinu v'yishana min hogo shel olam davka k'mo she'osa Eliyahu ben Isha Almana, O Kafiha Mufosa me Osa Salisha, Vze Yisar Chaino Nocha. Kihola Osa Shaosu Eliyahu Velisha, Vizulosa Menavim, Lo Asaum Kedela Ames Nivuasam, Kihanavua Kwanisamsa Baham Lefnechet. Umasha Osa Sahem, Hula Fisha Hutsuhulahem. ומקרבוסם אל השם ישלם חפצם כמו שהובטחו הצדיקים בסגזר עומר ויוקים לך. The same Yisod that the Rambam has here in Perek Ches of Yisod HaTorah about Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu bo Yisod neha'osa she'osa. She'hamamin al pi ha'osos yesh b'libo dofi. She'efsho she'ye'osa ha'os b'lot v'kishuf. Elo kol ha'osa she'osa b'amidbo lefi ha'tzorach ha'sa'an. That's parallel is Masha Osu Osu Sahim, the Fisha Hutsuchulahim, the Fiha Tzorach Asoran, Lolo Havi Rayal and Vua, Tzorach Lahashkia Samitrium, Kora Sayom Vitzilambo, Tzorach Nulamozo and Horid Lano Samon, Tzomu Boka Lohena Saevan, Kofu Bo Adas Kora, Bolo Osan Horitz, Vachain Shokola Osos. The Rambam doesn't, I don't have to look in the Hemshech, I don't remember, I have to look in the Hemshech. The Rambam here, that there is one phrase that the Rambam doesn't have a parallel here, which is in the Yad. So the Rambam says that the reason that our emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu is not predicated upon osos is because hamamin al pi osos yesh b'libo dofi. Because if emuna is predicated upon miracles, miraculous feats, so then there appropriately will always be an element of doubt. There will legitimately always be traces of skepticism. So that the Rambam doesn't repeat here. Yitachen, that emphasis is dafka by Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. By Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, so it is indispensable that the conviction and confidence Knesset Yisrael has in Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu be absolute. Again, all of Torah hinges upon that. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Let's go on a little bit here. Aval tesamis hanavua al pima shafarish bedvarei eila shachilosibai. Va'omar tchila she'ikari tosseinu v'inyan hanavim hem kefi shafarish. V'hu. Ki atol nim hanavua nachlokim l'shnei chalokim. Misnabi b'shem avodazor o misnabi b'shem Hashem. A Navi claims a supernatural communication, right? So that he received a supernatural communication. He can either attribute that supernatural communication b'shem Hashem, which doesn't mean that he claims he received it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Rambam only Moshe Rabbeinu received his nevuah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what it means is, it's b'shem Hashem through HaMalach Hashem. As opposed to attributing the alleged nevuah to some other source. Misnabi b'shem HaBadazah. והנבואה בשם עבוד הזר נחלק לשני חלוקים. החלק הראשון שיוקם נביא ביום שכל חפלוני נוסן עליי בוכון ליוסו, ואומר לי, איבדו עשי בכך, או קירו אליי בכך. וכן אם קורא לעבוד אז אליל, או צור מן הצור, אז ואומר שהוא בא אליי בנבואה על כך, והודיעני בכך, או ציו ועושי לצוות על עבוד עשו באופן פלוני, כפי שעושים נביא הבעל ונביא האשר, והחלק השני שיום אהולי דבר השם לעבור נעבד פלוני, או להוביד רוחוניוס פלוניס באופן פלוני, ויתאר אופן מאופני העבודס והפעולה שאוסן אוסן אנשי אוסו הדרך כפי שנקבע אצלנו בתורה, הרי זה גם כן מסנבי בשם עבוד הזר, כי השם הזה כל הלס האומר שהיא עצמה ציפסו על עבודסו, או על איזה עניין מניינם, או האומר שהשם ציבה על עבודס משהו מן הנבואה. So Mislam B'Shem Avodah Zarah, either he attributes the Nevuah to Avodah Zarah, or he says that the Nevuah instructs one to be Obed Avodah Zarah. V'kashe nishma min hatoin l'nevuahs achas mishnei atanios ha'ela, v'nizbaru ha'edos ha'lov k'din ha'torah, ha'reidin olomus b'chenek. K'mo sh'omer yis'ale v'hanovi ha'hu o'cholem ha'chalom ha'hu yumas. V'ein ponen l'nevuahsa, ואין דורשן ולא נדרש ממנו עוס, ואפילו עושה מן המוסם כדי לקיים את הנבואה הזאת, דבר שלא שמענו ונפלא ממנו. הרי זה נחנק. ואין פונם לעושם המוסם, כי הטעם שנזקיימו עושם המוסם הוא כפי שאומר הכוסוב, ki menasa Hashem alakechem eschem v'chulu. And here comes a remarkable line in the Rambam. Ki edus ha-sechel ha-makhisha es nevu oso chazoka yose me edus ha-ayin ha-roa es mofsof. Ho'el ukvo nizbaru le-bali ha-sechel she'ein ro'ui le-chabed v'lo lavo zulosi Esa echot shehimtzi kol hanimtzoim v'nisyached v'michlal hashleimu yos. Rambam says something here extraordinary. That Rambam says that if a person finds himself with a contradiction between what his sensory experience tells him and on the one hand, as opposed to what Seichel tells him on the other hand. His sensory experience tells him that A is happening, and Seichel tells him that A is impossible, that A cannot be happening. Rambam says the more reliable source of truth is the Eidus HaSeichel rather than the Eidus HaChush. That what a person knows to be compellingly, absolutely true, al pi seichel, that overrides what a person thinks, again, his senses are telling him. So if, on the one hand, a person is confronted with a novi, who ostensibly responsible for the most extraordinary miracle, which l'chaora is proof positive of him and whatever he then alleges. But me'idach gisa, a person knows that it cannot be that there's such a thing as a novi emes instructing us to be Oved Avodah Zarah, so the Eidus HaSechel prevails. The Eidus HaSechel prevails. The Pashtus is that this is a reflection of not just an idea which we encounter here in its local, immediate context, but it's the Rambam L'shitaso, that in terms of Yediyas Hashem, it's a higher level of Yediyas Hashem to understand logically that there has to be a Ribon Shel Olam than to, in quotation marks, only know that there's a Ribon Shel Olam based on miracles. That the higher level of Yediyas Hashem is to ground as much as possible in Seichel and not, again, in quotation marks, only on historical experience. Because it's the same Yisod. Because for the Rambam, that's the higher level of knowledge, which is why if there were to be a conflict, the Eidus HaSeichel prevails. That's the higher level of knowledge, that's the one which is even more absolute. So then, Memela, within the context of Yediyas Hashem, that's also what one should strive for. Again, that part obviously is the Rambam, and it's and in terms of that context, it's obviously Shanoi and Machlokas between Gedolei Olam. But even here, it's so remarkable when the Rambam says what the conflict is between, again, the apparent Eidus HaChushim, the apparent sensory experience of that this Novi Sheker is responsible for for extraordinary miracles. So the Rambam doesn't even at this point say that it goes against a pasuk in Chumash. He says no. In Svara, one knows that it is absolutely it's something which is absolutely off limits to be obeyed adova hanifra. Right. The definition of avodah zarah is to direct an act of worship to adova hanifra. I think the Chazon Ish says that if a person will engage in what we would describe as a ma'aseh avodah zarah, but not to adova hanifra, to something imaginary. To the great pumpkin, or whatever the case may be. So the Chazon Ish says he'll be a min because of his belief. Because of his belief, but the ma'ase itself is not a ma'ase avodah zarah, right? It would have nafkamina in terms of whether it's tikkunas avodah zarah, it would have nafkaminas. So the definition of avodah zarah is to be over adova nivra. So when the Rambam says what the Eidus HaSeichel is, which is contradicting the apparent Eidus HaChushim from this miracle that apparently, ostensibly, the Navi Sheker wrote. So the Rambam says, Ki Eidus HaSeichel HaMakhisha Es Nevuoso Chazoka Yosem Eidus HaAyin HaRoa Es Mofsav.
That's
echoes of this. What one sees in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Shabcham of the farmer, the Lachoklam covered. Vizel Ritzon Akel Baruchu, the Gadal Ulchabed, Misha Gidalo, the Kibdo. Kemosha Hamelach wrote to the Chabed Avoda, Bohom de Lafonov, Vizelu Kwada Shomelach. So at this point, we're not sure whether the Rambam is indicting them for a colossal, catastrophic error. B'shogeg or b'mezid? What's their degree of culpability for this mistake that they made? B'me'enosh, they said, just as you have to receive the Secretary of State with honor, to show honor to the President, so too we should direct acts of worship to the Kohanim. To the sun, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed to provide the necessary conditions for life on earth. So again, this is and was a colossal catastrophic error. But was it b'shogeg? Was it sort of exeus akosov not to do it? So from the Hemshek, we do see what the Rambam thinks about it. Kevin Sha'ola Dovazel Liban, his Hilu Libnos La Kochovim Hecholos, Ula Haku Lahem Kobanos, Ula Shabcha Mulfarim Bidvarim. So they acted on it, and then they invented all new forms of ritual based on this era. Ula Shachavas Lemulam, Kede Lahasig Ritzon Habore, Bidaitom Haroa. So there the Rambam tells us clearly, no, this isn't sort of a good svara, but the gzeres across of it is that you're not supposed to do it. No, the Rambam attributes it to daitam ha'ra'ah. And that's the same as what we have here in the Perush HaMishnayos, that the Rambam says, no, Seichel, uncorrupted Seichel, Seichel that's not corrupted, Seichel that's not looking for excuses, and not looking to rationalize, and not looking to make things easy, not looking for shortcuts. Uncorrupted Seichel recognizes that the reality is that everything is nothing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein og milvado, and that's where the moshol falls apart, right? The moshol of the Secretary of State to the President, to the ranking officers of the King. So there's a tzustel between the ranking officers and the king. But there's no tzustel between anything. Hu levado motzoi, ve'ein motzoi acher milvado. Hu she'ator ama, is ein od milvado. So Seichel says that the absoluteness and exclusiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be reflected in avoda, and it's not an innocent mistake. It's daitam hara, and that's what the Rambam has in the yad, and that's the similar. One doesn't need the pasuk in chumash to understand isra avoda zar. ומסנבי בשם השם נחלה גם כן לשני חלוקים. החלק הראשון שמסנבי בשם השם וקורי להאמין בו ומזרז לעבודוסו. ואומר שהשם הוסף על המצווה מצווה וגור מהן מצווה מכלל המצווה שנכלולס בספר התורה. ואין חילוק בין שיוסף ויגרע בכסובים או שיוסף ויגרע בפרש המקובו. Maybe let's just reread that one sentence. Va'omer shehashem hosef al hamitzvah mitzvah ugora mehen mitzvah michlal hamitzvos anachlolos b'sefer haTorah. What's what's your translation? Right before that. Prince. What's the previous sentence?
Va'omer shehashem hosef al mitzvos mitzvah ugora mehen mitzvah.
Okay, same, basically the same. So you're talking that there's a diuk here, that there is an implication in the following. If you take a look in the first volume of the Yotzei Shiur, I think the shiur is entitled Kavod Va'Oneg, Binyan Kavod Va'Oneg. Comments on the difference in Lashonus and the Rambam. If you take a look in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam has as follows: Abo Dvar Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnayim B'Torah, U'Shnayim Yidrei Sofer. V'Hein Mefuroshin Al Yidei HaNaviyim. Sh'B'Torah Zocha B'Shalmo, V'Shen Nisparshu Al Yidei HaNaviyim, Kavod Va'Oneg. Shenema v'korosel haShabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechuva. So the Rambam describes kavod v'oneg as mefuroshen al yidei hanaviyim, or similarly nisparsh al yidei hanaviyim. In the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah v'zman and mitzvah sesei midevesof and v'advon yidum shi takonas ha-neviyim. Not that nisparsha, not mefurashin b'diyam ha-neviyim, not nisparsha and ha-neviyim, but takonas ha-neviyim. So what's the difference between those two lashonos? So the Rav says that takonas ha-neviyim means that the way the mitzvah Midivrei Sofim of Kriyas HaMegillah was introduced was that the Sanhedrin, which included Nevi'im, Mordechai and Reis Dino, were made a tekon, they were omed l'minyan, they have a koach to do that. And they introduced, they made a takon. Takonas ha-neviyim. So the Rav says something which, I don't know, at first seems to be a chiddush otzum. He doesn't think it's a chiddush otzum. He thinks it's poshut. That Kavod va'onag, he said, there never was, the Sanhedrin never voted on Kavod va'onag. He said the chi of Kavod va'onag emerged just from Nevuas Yeshayahu. Aye, how can you say such a thing? Lo b'shamayim hi. Eila mitzvos, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Eila mitzvos, ein novi v'shay l'chadish dovo me'ata. Again, Ma'amorim that the Rambam is about to quote, that he quotes in Yisodei HaTorah as well. So the Rav says, no. Eila mitzvos, ein novi v'shay l'chadish dovo me'ata means, and to say that it's part of mitzvos HaTorah. But to say al pi nevuah, that there's a lesser chiyuv, not that this is now appended to, added to the Torah. No, it's not. The Torah is chosum v'sosum from the time Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. But the same way you can have a derabon, and that doesn't constitute Baltosif. It doesn't constitute Baltosif, again, because it's clearly delineated as Duravonon, and it's there to be mechazek something in the Torah. So the same thing can happen as a result of Divrei Neviyim. The Rav says that the mechayev of Kriyas HaMegillah was a takonas Sanhedrin. And that's why the Rav uses the lashon takonas HaNeviyim. The Neviyim, Mordechai was a Navi. Anshek Nasa Zagdol. Masha and Cain, Kovod Va'oneg, the Mechayiv was Nevuas Yishayo. Because Eila Mitzvah She'en Novi Rashay L'chadish Dov Me'ato means on the level of Doraisa, to add it to the Torah. But on a lesser level, on a level, let's say, that we'll group it with the Durabonans, so that Nevuah can serve as a source for such a chiyuv. So yitachein that in light of that mahalach in the yotzeh, there too the divrei nevuah comply with both of the Rambam's conditions for why derabbanans don't constitute bal tosef. Number one, it's clearly delineated as such. No, this is not Dvar Torah. This is not Yeshayahu HaNavi adding on to Torah's Moshe. There's an absolute distinction between the two. And number two, that's what the Rav goes on in that share to explain, that the Kavod Va'Oneg are not sort of new independent mitzvahs, but just like all mitzvahs Derabonan that are there to foster, to facilitate v'chulu mitzvahs HaTorah, that's the relationship between Kavod Va'Oneg and the Doraisas of Zocho V'Shomer. So Yitachin, in light of the Yotzeh Shurim, so what the Rambam says here is very, very meduyot, that the Navi comes, again, this would be a Navi Misnavi B'Shem Hashem, who's a Navi Sheker, right? Who's a Navi Sheker. That the Navi comes and says, Shashem Hosef Al HaMitzvah Mitzvah Ogorim and Mitzvahs Mechal HaMitzvahs HaNechlolos B'Sefer Torah. The Hosafa, again, assuming the Nechlolos B'Sefer Torah is modifying both the Giraon and the Hosafa, that the Navi alleges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is now an addendum to the Torah, or this is now a deletion from the Torah. But if the Navi comes and says, the Zechi of Kovod V'Onek, not as an addendum to the Torah, so that's not an example of Nisnavi B'Shem Hashem, that the Rambam is going to say B'Hemshech, that we know that he's a Navi Sheker, and that he's Chayav Misa. Okay, we'll stop here.